Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and also good night. And Saif also?
And how about that fourth meal?
Fourth meal. God, look how lost he is on the podcast. This airs for eternity, Wale.
Yeah, this is in...
When does it come out?
Wednesday, for the holidays. This is going to be like the holiday week episode of Juan Epstein for people to go home and marinate on.
And this is my type of holiday, because most people want, like, happiness and joy, and I want Wale. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to give you that dirty, grimy, gritty...
Energy.
Negative.
Angry.
Hate.
Yeah.
Punch somebody.
Keep on the shoulder.
Talk to your mic.
Shoulder.
Now listen.
Wale,
you don't even know that you that you were just the focus of an episode of our podcast.
Yes.
Do you hear that at all?
Yes.
Did anyone tell you that?
Yes.
You don't know that? Where did my phone go? Yes. About 3 weeks ago, Saif? It came out maybe 2 weeks ago. You don't know what happens.
Today is.
Yes. See? Caesar.
I complained about you on a podcast. You didn't hear about this.
No.
Extensively. So here's my question for you, Wale.
Uh-oh.
Everyone's talking these days about Wale's call to Complex.
Wale this and Wale that.
Yes, I know.
He called Complex all
I got jumping record sales.
So my question is this. Why did you respond to assholes who treat you like shit?
Cornflakes.
Hear me out. Be serious.
Cornflakes.
Why did you respond to Complex, who doesn't give a shit about you and treats you like shit, and not respond to me when I was DMing you for about 2 weeks telling you I needed something from you?
Yes. I don't use Twitter anymore. Yes.
You're lying.
Look at my thing. Look at my timeline.
You did not check your... You're telling me you have no recollection of the DMs I'm talking about?
Only with...
Did you text him directly?
And I text you directly.
Only to girls with boobies. Only to people with boobies.
No. This is
DM
not true.
It don't even sound right when a dude says they DM me.
I agree.
It feels like...
Wait a minute. That's true, because you say the same thing.
That's my theory. Like, I have the same theory. I agree. Hold on.
It's like a nigga whispering to you. Like, there's nobody in
the... Right, just the two of you. I have the same theory, but you didn't respond to text. I'm going to show you guys.
That's a good analogy.
I agree.
Second nigga is whispering to you, but no one else is in the room.
What if we was in a room together like this, and I'm just like.
Hey, well,
yo, I know you're mad at him, but that's a good analogy.
It's a perfect analogy. He's right. Talking to your mic. He's right. He's right. Look at my text. Look at my text on his wallet. No. Just look how many times I've texted him without a response.
I talked to somebody else, man.
Do you see that? Look at the green. Look how much green there is without any fucking response from you. Yep. All I wanted to do was put you onto a movie about DC, and you never responded to me.
Yep.
Yet then you respond to Complex, who disses you.
Me and Saif looking at bad chicks.
Why are you not responding to me, though?
You're doing it right now.
This is bad. You're not doing this. Isn't good handling of a situation. I'm coming to you directly about something. I'm asking for a personal, honest response, and now you're not even responding.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Why doesn't every girl just show their Twitter on so that I can hit them up?
Why are you not responding to the question?
Yes.
How are we going to get anywhere?
Yes.
I'm serious, though.
Yeah.
Are you not going to answer?
No.
Why not?
Yes.
All right. Well, this isn't going to go well, though.
This podcast is shit, miss.
Damn, dog. See, this is distracting.
I understand you.
Look at this. I want her.
This isn't...
Can I shout her out right now?
You not like Rosenberg?
Yeah, I don't understand why you're not responding.
I love Rosenberg.
So why are you not responding?
Yes.
But you're playing me right now.
Yes.
You're joking, but you're playing me.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Yes.
All right.
Come on, let's go.
All right, be serious then.
You see, when someone trolls him, his life, he hates it.
I hate it.
But he's like the ultimate.
I never troll you.
Who said Beyonce is less talented than K. Michelle this morning, and it made me mad. You said Beyonce.
But this is
he definitely is a troll.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're a troll also.
Yeah, you're a troll also.
Yes.
So I brought this on the podcast a few weeks ago being serious. I'm like, Wale is my friend. Why didn't he respond?
Okay.
So why didn't you respond?
I don't know. It probably was like a time. What month was it?
Like a month ago. Don't say you don't look at your phone. You're on your phone all day, every day.
I've been going through some stuff, man. Sometimes it's just overwhelming.
But here's my question. But you respond to Complex when they're dickheads to you. You should respond to the people who look out for you, not just respond to the people who treat you like shit.
That was months of being neglected. That was years, actually, of them turning up on my expense.
You can't use turning up in that way. I refuse to accept that definition of turn up. Damn. People use turn up too loosely. You can't just use it for everything. Guys, I can't do an interview with both of you on your fucking phones. This is not even an interview. Guys, I can't be the only one not on a phone.
Okay. Let's do this.
Come on. This is like yesterday, me and my wife on the couch, both on our phone. I'm like, this is not hanging out. This is bullshit. We're both doing this.
Let's do this. It's Instagram killing
So you're
me.
Saying, let's just clear this up and I'll dead it, move on. You're saying you don't remember me texting you or DMing you.
I'm very, very, very like light in my mind do I remember it. You know what I'm saying?
But if you see all the green messages I have to you with no response, it's pathetic.
Let's see what number that is.
I'm going to show you this. Right now.
Do other people complain that you don't respond?
Because they understand niggas be busy.
Talking on mic.
No, because they understand niggas.
So you don't respond to them, they just don't complain about it.
Yeah, they don't. Especially on public like joints. That's not even my number anymore. Oh yeah, it is. I don't use this. Okay. You see the phone I've been using, right?
That's not that phone.
No.
So why don't you text me from the right phone?
Yes.
Because now it's too late. We were trying to do. I was trying to do something good for DC. I thought you'd want to be a part of.
Oh, everybody wants to do something good for DC.
Shut up, man.
They do.
No, I had a. You ever?
My mother just called me from Nigeria, and I didn't pick it up.
Dealing with this bullshit.
Please send the money.
Oh,
what a surprise!
Oh my God,
send the money. That's a real Nigerian email. Please
racist.
Send the money.
Yo, you sure that was from a real person and not a made up email that just came in saying you just won $900,000?
Hey, how you know about this?
I was about to get into it, but you two trolling each other.
Hey, you gotta let that rock for a little bit. How does he know about this? Ronnie. Ronnie.
What is this?
Ugachi.
WizKid from.
No!
Oh, sorry.
Calling up.
From London?
From me.
All the Nigerian music I've been telling you about.
For me.
You understand what they're saying?
Baby.
A little bit. Listening to merengue.
My eyes.
He said corazón. Means heart.
You get one word.
That's Jaye Jaye.
Do you know him?
Whiskey. That's my bro.
That's the song. That's the name of the song.
Bro.
What, Jaye Jaye?
No, Jaye is the song.
Whiskey is the artist.
Honey, for my life.
You know all this shit.
She's not me. I'm on that song.
Yeah, it says Wale.
Drop for me. He knows that. So I'm Wale.
You know all this Nigerian, this Afrobeat shit.
Yep. I'm cool with a lot of
it. Yo, so listen.
Like that shit. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I was going to say, Wale has, I think, a great offer.
Can we play Jaye on the show now? Like after the interview, just because?
Can we play what? Oh, that record? Yeah. It's a good song. You think I'll go over
I like that, all that shit. And then I like the record you got that nobody knows about. The one with the that starts off the Stephen Marley album, mm-hmm. Mother Africa or some shit.
I'm one of them. I do a lot of songs though.
Worldwide.
I got a joint with Celine Dion.
You do?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Yes. With Celine. Yes. Celine Dion.
Yo, this is. I think the Juan Epstein podcast is a great opportunity for a very misunderstood.
Is Juan here?
Yes.
I'm Juan.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See how tight it is? It's just like, yeah.
And I'm Epstein.
Yeah.
This kind of makes me a little sad he's never even heard of our podcast. Although, you know, you are the same man who had never heard of Blue Chips, one of the funnier moments that you've had on Twitter.
Blue Chips, the movie, right?
Yes. That you,
Nick Nolte in them?
Someone goes, Blue Chips 2 is coming out. He's like, word, is Nick Nolte going to be in it? And it was about Bronson's mixtape. No one called you out for that? Bronson's mixtape with Party Supplies is called Blue Chips and Blue Chips 2.
I don't be knowing that. Like, I'm not.
That's why I can't feel bad that you don't know Juan Epstein. That's obviously not. But you're online so much. How do you not know that shit?
I just look at sports, man.
And Twitter.
I haven't looked at Twitter in a long time.
Are you really trying to get away from Twitter? Are you having any success?
I don't have the habit anymore. I don't even look.
You don't check
Sometimes
your
ads? I like to see what's trending, like, but that's like in a selfless way. Like, I don't care what they're saying about me. I just want to know what's going on in the world.
How about we ask your boys who are with you right now? Is this true? Is he really on Twitter less?
I don't even know my password.
You don't know your password?
I want to check my DMs. I got to ask him. I'm like, yo, can I see my Twitter real quick?
For real? Yo, you know what you are, Wale? Mm-hmm. You're the equivalent of my dad. My dad had to do the same thing.
On Twitter?
He was so out of control, like ruins his life so much that he had to give his password to someone else. You're a neurotic Jew stuck in a Nigerian rapper's body.
Wish I just made money like a neurotic Jew. Or saved money like a neurotic Jew.
Yeah, we're good at saving money. But how are you doing generally?
I'm good.
besides this complex spaz out.
Recording, just finding new ways to say what I've been saying for years.
But why don't you feel like you're pretty good, man, at this point?
I feel like I'm one of the best rappers in the planet.
What do you think, Syph, about Whale as a rapper?
Great. Great rapper.
Do you really listen to my words, though? Like, y'all get so much music, dog. Y'all get so much music. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. My problem is, being a morning show DJ, my playlist is so limited and strict made by Ebro. But when I listen to your album, I don't like Bad. That's not my song I bump. Mm-hmm. I listen to the songs where you talking that shit.
Like, it's Going just, to Salvation, the, I'm going to say it like this, dog. That's the most creative hip-hop record in the past 3 or 4 years, dog. And I stand by it. I've been muzzled so long. Like, people are not allowing me to...
What's up,
to say what I feel because it's like, oh, it's such an ego. No, that is a fact. I'm rapping. How can you say I gave you power by Nas? You write as dope as crazy and you don't like go to Salvation. Same vein. I took that idea Nas did and then I did it for a Jesus Peace chain. So I'm rapping from the perspective of a Jesus chain, the day in the life of an actual Jesus chain. If such and such would have made that song, or this such and such would have made it, they would have been saying, this is guy.
What do you think your theory is that they don't?
I have no idea.
You really don't
know? A lot of my media friends that I have in the media, they say there is a stigma about you, and I don't know what it is.
But I know what it is. No offense, Wale. The first year, people thought you were an asshole.
That's 6 years ago.
You're right. But people hold on to it.
I've traveled everywhere. Those places, I've been there 4 and 5 times since then.
I agree. I think you
cranky? Do you get cranky? Do you not want to like do work sometimes?
But one thing I'm going to change now is I'm not going to do media for everybody no more because I don't think it's worth it. You got to treat this shit like some expensive pair of sneakers, dog, or like a good jacket or some shit.
You only got to do selective shit.
Yeah. So make these better. Like, ain't no point if I'm doing y'all.
Ain't a thousand
no
interviews
to do
and shit.
A blog here and a blog there that have the same traffic. Everybody's gonna rip what they want.
I couldn't agree with you
more. And I think the labels gotta wake up. Beyonce did. She saved a lot of people's careers, man, with that move, dog.
What do you mean? In what way?
She saved a lot of people's sanity, I'll say, because no rollout. Just it's about the art. Like, obviously niggas gonna still have their rollout, but she made it so it's like less focused on the rollout and more about the music.
If I could change
one thing about this Gifted rollout.
God, from Wally's voice, sound like he's been yelling for 5 days straight.
The one thing I wish I could change about the Gifted rollout is the release of my album. I wasn't doing the things I wanted to do with my time. I was doing like a little in-store in a little small city for like 5 people with bad promotion. Nobody came. And it was just like, yo, why am I here? When I could be or doing a radio interview, which is radio is super important, I super have respect for it, but it's like I could have been shooting 3 or 4 videos that time before my album came out and let them videos fall when they may. Now I didn't have no time. Then I went right on tour and didn't have no time to shoot no videos. So it's like hindsight 2020 and all that, but I want to take more control over what I do and what I don't do. And when you expose yourself to everybody, it's like you gotta hide the fact that you're tired. You gotta hide the fact that you got things on your mind and all of that. So they expect you to be superhuman when you're just superhuman.
I think you're right about a lot of that. And I think the thing that makes you appealing is exactly what your downfall is. The honesty and emotion of who you are is your best asset and your biggest problem. You are not good at hiding your emotion. You can sense when you're not feeling it. Are you looking at a picture of boobs right now?
Yeah.
Well, I understand that. That's an acceptable response.
This little DM thing. I mean, this little direct picture thing.
Are you getting a lot of direct pictures already?
Yes.
Really? Can I see? Let me take a look in your direct pictures. So someone sent that and they sent it only to you. Mm-hmm. How about this? I want to look at her.
That's the direct.
She says, how about this? And it's just a picture of her ass. I just want to see what her page looks like, though. Hold on. Good God, Whale. What are you doing out here? Who cares what Complex says? Look what you have at your disposal. Oh, my God.
What?
So I have to look at this bottom right picture.
Very nice.
Come on, man. I'm already trolling through your joints faster than you are. God. How can you fuck? So many chicks want to fuck you. I don't even know how you worry about Complex.
I don't want it all.
Talking to the mic. Hold on. Here's the thing.
Yeah, but there is no all. There's no such thing as all. That's all. That bitch right there is all. You know what? I shouldn't have said bitch because that's not nice. That nice young lady is all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what is that?
Petey Rican.
What's Petey Rican?
Puerto Rican.
Oh, Puerto Rican.
Although it is sort of Petey because, well, I won't say any more about her name. Hey, but here's the thing. The thing you have to recognize is, though, the fact that chicks like that like you is antithetical to complex liking you. You realize that, right?
What do you mean?
All the chicks who love you because they hear Wale songs like Bad on the radio, that negatively affects you with the fucking geeks who make these lists. But I would so much rather have, know you're making good music. It's not like you're making bullshit. You know you're making good music and chicks want to fuck you. That's the perfect world. Who gives a shit?
I let it take over my way of thinking, though. I allowed, like I said, I'm like, my rap niggas, one thing with them, they don't like to point out their flaws. They like to make people think that everything is this big, effortless, swagged out.
You know, the ones that point out their flaws are the ones who last forever. Mm-hmm. And the geniuses like Kanye and Drake.
Eminem.
Eminem.
And I'm pointing out mines right now.
Me too.
In front of the world. Y'all see my meltdowns and all of that, and y'all see my recovery from those, and, you know, that's just where
what I'm are at. The top? You could almost do a top five Wale meltdowns. You almost could. We should probably do that on the show and have you host it with us. You have, well, they're not meltdowns, just the great moments. The obviously, the basketball commentary one was classic. Yeah. Now, I mean, that's one of the best things.
Yeah, but see, okay, let's take that for example. Why do you let those dudes affect your life?
He started getting blown up because he was looking at Twitter mode back then. Man. That was hilarious. Whale.
The other one was the other one. Oh no, was it the Grammys or something where the guy, no, I think it was the MTV Awards, where the guy was like, oh, we got Wyclef. He goes, no, Wale.
It was Will.i.am. Oh, Will.i.am. You've seen that one before, right?
I wasn't there, though.
But you saw it. You've seen the video, right? That, at least he wasn't there for that one. It was really Will.i.am who got dissed there. I just feel like you're so successful, I can't help but laugh at it. Even if I know you're going to get upset, I laugh anyway because I'm like, who gives a shit?
You're a joker.
I am a joker, but I feel, don't get me wrong, I get hurt the same way when I feel like I'm not getting, as Saif can attest to, I'm the king of wanting respect for everything, whether I deserve it or not. So I certainly know how you feel, but I mean, do you ever stop and smell the roses and be like, damn, this is pretty crazy?
Trying to. I'm working on it.
You ever go to therapy?
This is therapy.
No, it's not.
Saif, talk to him. Saif, talk to him.
It's the closest thing to therapy.
It's not therapy, no. Trust me, I go to therapy. This is not therapy at all. This is you just rambling. Okay. Yeah. You don't have a professional on the other side giving you good tools to use in these instances.
Yeah. See? And then he goes back to his old defense mechanism. God, Wale.
I fuck with Wale, though, man.
He's a real dude. You're a real guy.
Got me into Jordans, man. You changed my... Yo, Wale changed my life.
He did.
Small aspect of it was meaningful to me. Wale got me into Jordans.
Which is crazy.
Which everyone in the world wears Jordans.
But some reason, when he gave
Wale
you Jordans...
Wale got me into it. Yep.
See, look, you did something.
Cool. So I'm about to go to Bape and like tell him no Saif.
Well, I'm gonna say that I'm gonna tell him not to serve you until you let us do a proper interview of you.
Yeah, you got to at least give us. He won't even give us a. That's the thing. Why would you not do a proper interview with us?
I thought I answered all the questions.
Some, but you're not really. You're half paying attention.
Okay, but that's just me. That's how I am all the time. Okay, come on.
Let's. But this is an opportunity for, I think, like I said, for a misunderstood artist to really reach people who normally might have said, some of those people that you think hate on you are listeners to this show. This is a nerdy hip-hop head podcast. And we had an interesting conversation in the other room about you thinking that a lot of people think you've changed since you've got to MMG, which I, without you here, would say I think is an absurd thing to say. I don't think you've changed at all in a negative way since you got to MMG. I think it's the best thing that ever happened in your career. And I don't know, do you actually think that's relevant?
I hear it a lot.
Where do you hear it?
Everywhere.
I've heard that.
You have?
Yeah. But so what? Like, you got to understand, like...
Where's the evidence, though?
Underground, or whatever you call it, what you were doing before, it was just one aspect of your life, one step. Like, people are like, yo, you changed since you stopped working at Fat Beats. Yeah, I want to grow. I want to be successful. I want to do way more with my life.
Yeah, but it's different because you're a big sellout. He's doing just great.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding. But Bad, I don't think the song Bad, for example, sounds like something you wouldn't have done exactly. Since I first heard you.
Exactly. And my first record was Dig Dug, so that was the most ratchet song I've ever made.
I never thought you were intentionally underground, honestly. I always thought you had a little bit of mainstream appeal, always. So I don't know who says that. I don't get
Man,
that.
I think I made mainstream come to what I was already doing.
No, that or that. But you were. What I'm saying is, you didn't sound like a backpacker. You sounded like someone who could spit his ass off, but rapped in a different
was
way.
Was it the
Gaga shit?
No, the but like that Flocka Flocka. Did that change a lot?
Oh, that changed your appeal.
But Dig Dug was right in the same vein as that. That was my Dig Dug, Ice Cream Girl, Breakdown, One Thing About a Player. All of these records were like in that
had songs like that.
So who are your who
and my
your
first
main...
mixtape? I'm rapping on. Well, not my second mixtape. I was rapping on what Yin Yang Twins and all that. Like I was.
So your first big fans, what were they fans of? Like the live band aspect?
I think people just the idea of me, dog. Like
the idea of you was very appealing.
I wore Supreme book bags and like Dunks and stuff like that. So
they put you in this box of like
You think I'm gonna give you like super like Talib mode?
Right. Oh, and don't forget the Seinfeld shit.
Yeah, but that jump was ratchet though. I had Lil Wayne on that joint. A Nike Boost remix.
But no, that's what I'm saying. They like the idea of it, though.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, okay, this guy, because I'm not.
It's Seinfeld.
I'm not in your face, gangster, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're smart. That's what it is. Your problem is you're smart.
Born D.C., lived in suburban Maryland. Like, so you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like, I feel like I'm a product of all that. Like, I'm friends with fucking Kurt Bone, who ran with Raefel. Like, that's my OG that you know me since I'm a little boy. Like, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Got I got you. White boyfriends that went to fucking Walt Whitman.
Whitman? How dare you? You know what I'm saying? That's my rival high school site.
You know, yeah.
You're disgusting.
So I got
I'm sick
got,
right now.
I got friends that's doing time for moving bricks. Then I got friends that run cross country for Seneca Valley. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, that's what I am.
My brother texted me yesterday and said, and I quote, "Do you think the Redskins could beat Seneca Valley right now?"
Not when Chris Kelly was playing there. Chris Kelly would have shitted on the Redskins.
No, but so you're a diverse character. People can't really expect you to be one thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do we do, man?
That's why
it's like, what are you playing?
It's like everybody.
Right, audio push drop for my show.
It's like everybody's mad at it. Like the backpack kids are like, "Yo, why are you doing songs to Waka Flocka?" And like Waka Flocka fans are like, "Why are you doing songs like about like materialism and like?"
And that verse was awesome. Who doesn't want to jump on a hot beat and just do them? It's not like you said anything disgusting. Now listen, you know what I always say the worst moment in hip hop for me that made me cringe the most? Mm-hmm. Do you remember Missy's Hot Boys remix?
Mm-hmm.
When Q-Tip was like talking gangster on it?
Damn, what was he saying?
I told you, oh my God. He says, talks about slugs in your cap. He says crazy shit. I've given him a hard time about it before. It was like a bizarro moment. And Nas too. Nas and Q-Tip both get on it.
But Nas is...
Oh, here we go.
Q-Master. He get that joint rocking. Nas always talk that gangster shit, though.
Yeah, but not promoting it.
Basketball, see what you know what I'm saying?
Is this the remix, Ive? That was it. You passed it. You got to go back.
It's just rap talk, though. It's not too.
Keep going. Getting cinematic with it. If you gotta hit it, the dumbness. Hit it till it's numbness. He says we missed a little part at the beginning. I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Because he's one of those dudes.
But yeah, you are one of those dudes that he's describing right now.
But no,
because Q-Tip is from Queens, New York. Like, maybe he doesn't walk around with a gun every single day,
but
when you grow up around it.
Every now and then, yeah.
Like my Uncle Chewy, he pulled out ratchets on a regular, like in the house. Like he would come over to eat dinner, pull his gun out, put it on a table. He was the nicest guy.
That's Ross' house.
But that doesn't
Ross
mean.
Ross got 100 million guns just everywhere. Hey.
Sitting around.
In a box.
That's Florida, though.
Florida, you got to have that just to be safe.
Be having guns for no reason. I mean, talking about big army joint.
Did Uncle Chewy have a big army joint?
Nah, not that I saw.
Ooh.
But I'm not. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I'm critical. I care about the artists that I like.
But everybody's not just one way. I think is what you're saying. I understand his argument.
I totally agree with his argument. But I don't think I haven't heard Wale have a song yet where he goes, "Tonight's the night I'm gonna pull out my gun." I've never heard that from you.
I'll say it's super creative. Though.
Yeah,
like, I'll say it.
And that's what you're upset about. That you say things creatively and people don't seem to be latching on to that.
I just don't think
maybe you're too smart.
I don't think they listening, Sype. I don't.
Not these.
They're not.
There are people who listen.
No, but they'll listen. They'll listen once the hype is there. Like when Kendrick, they'll listen to everything.
No, they still don't listen to that fully.
They'll just say they are. Then.
Yeah.
you're falling for the trap of like, you're listening to the people who don't really listen. When there's fans of yours that really, 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 really listen, they're at your shows, they buy your album, but you're almost disrespecting them by paying too much attention to the haters.
What do you think about that? Disrespecting the real fans because you're paying so much attention.
Bit. Some of my fans are like, yeah, nigga, you damn right. You need to tell them motherfuckers because, yeah, like,
I'm not saying don't address it. But it seems, from an outsider looking in, it seems like you focus on it.
It doesn't seem
too
like
much.
He's counting his blessings.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's easy not to, but I would say it's a depressive behavior that probably would be benefited by therapy.
You could just go do check scams then, if you want to just go live your Nigerian life. Yo, I was in London with mad dude, and I was like, yo, I'm like, I know the D-Boys is done out here. All Jamaicans is a rap in London. The fucking, like, imagine the CIA came in and got all the drug deals off the street of Brooklyn.
They did that.
Yeah, like the MI6 came in and was like, you're done, right? So now it's like the Nigerians in the clubs running shit. I'm like, yo, let me ask y'all something. No, I'm not trying to get in your business, but how y'all be balling out? They was like, blood, we do credit cards, we do checks, we do fake. I was like, damn. Yeah, all the fucking like, and they're like, we don't kill people in the streets, so nobody's coming after us like with a mission. Like Jamaicans, there was all this blood in the streets, so they was like, we need to stop this. There's people dying. This is like, he's like,
it's a check scam.
Yeah, once shit burns out, we get another one. And I don't know why that relates.
Because he's Nigerian, you think he should do that instead of rapping?
He won't be so upset.
He would be less upset.
Be more paranoid.
Yo, I'm being serious. Have you ever talked to RG3 about handling criticism? Look what that dude goes through. Yeah, I mean, he sits there just watching.
He got so much money, though.
Who cares? Yeah, you think that would make you feel better? No. Yeah, it definitely wouldn't. You wouldn't feel. By the way, you have a lot of money compared to a lot of people.
You know what it is, though? I just feel like sports is different, though, because I got a release when I used to play ball. Like, all the hating, when niggas can hate, niggas gonna say what they want.
But you just go perform.
I get on the field and it really make me play harder. You can't like write harder. You can't. Like,
in fact, it might hurt you. Yeah. And then after this, it's not like there's a score at the end. You can't hit someone harder.
It's perception.
They're
gonna be like, nope, sucks. Hate it. Snub.
It's no Super Bowl of rap.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just win playoff games. Like if there was a tournament, I'm gonna tell you right now, if there was a tournament of the top 50 MCs in it, and Wale got in there.
Well, he wouldn't be in there.
Well, unfortunately not. That was albums.
I wouldn't be in the 50 MCs.
Well, if you were, if I made it. Wale, let's say Wale gets in at
not
like
52.
If I'm being realistic, Wale gets.
I'd be the play-in game.
No, Wale would get a lower seed than he would deserve. He would get a lower seed than he deserved. He'd end up getting like a 5 seed. He'd be pissed off about it. He'd get his 5 seed. But in the right tournament, Wale could go to the finals and have a chance. He's a fucking MC's MC.
True.
No question about it. The problem is that tournament is never going to happen. Mm. It doesn't exist. You will never match up against your peers line for line like that.
No, it won't do it. Nobody will sing my song.
Who is out there that you think is of your caliber, like of the highest level?
No one.
Come on.
Next question.
What does Jay and Ross say to you about shit like this?
Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Is one of, you know.
M?
M, obviously, Kendrick, Cole, everybody. Let's just say everybody, because when you omit people, you don't think such and such.
What about me?
Such and such will eat you. All right.
So we don't know yet. You don't know what you're...
No, no.
We don't know what is going to make you feel adequate in the game. Because your 3 albums, how many you sold with each album?
First one. Second one, gold. This one is on pace to go gold. So
you've sold 100, you've sold now probably over 1 million records, something like that. How many did Bad sell as a single?
It's platinum.
Bad's a platinum single. You've done quite well, sir. Try to stop every once in a while and sniff the roses. You know what I'm saying? As you're getting up to live your rap life, checking your DM right now to see what chick just sent you a picture of her tits because she's trying to smash. Mm-hmm. You should think about that every once in a while. Instead of thinking about what some nerdy dude... I mean, Syph, you know you can't give advice on something. It doesn't matter what I say.
Yeah, he's
not. He's literally not listening.
Do you celebrate Christmas? You celebrate holidays?
Mm-hmm.
You go home for the holidays?
I don't really have a home.
You have a home?
Why don't you have a home in D.C., by the way? Why do you stay in hotels in D.C.?
It's too busy. I moved.
Where do you live?
Went to Atlanta.
You live here?
I live everywhere. I live in Atlanta, Chicago.
Sometime
you don't
here.
Have a home?
I'm just everywhere.
That might be one of your problems. Maybe you need a place to rest.
Like home.
Sit down.
But D.C. is not, let's be honest, D.C. is not where you spend the bulk of your time anymore. Like I read an article, the Washington Post article said that when you went to D.C. to play, you went and stayed in a hotel, which I found very odd.
It's easier. That's just like way.
A lot of artists do that.
Way from everything. Everybody just, ugh. Sometimes I got to show I'm not trying. Everybody gets offended when you home. Like, oh, you didn't call me.
And you're like, I just go from the hotel to the venue and live it. Treat it like a normal show.
Exactly.
When you go to D.C., how many kids and or wheelchair dudes come to your shows? Like with you?
What you mean?
Like, you know, when you're in your hometown, like if you go to a LOX lock show here in New York, it's all they people that come with them, but then kids, there's kids with them.
And at least a wheelchair.
Dude with the wheelchair that he can't go on the road, but when they home.
Two or three wheelchair guys.
Up.
Do you have any wheelchair
guys?
You got
wheelchair dudes?
Interesting. No.
All right, well, hopefully you won't have any.
You just knocked on everything from Micah.
Is there anything else you want to cover while you have this open forum? Talk about everything.
I just love everybody. I love the art, man. And like, let's
you really do love hip hop. You do love hip hop.
Fucking art, man. But the lyrics is like.
But rap is kind of going back that way, it feels like.
For some, man. Give Wale a fair listen, man. You might really fucking like it.
But I think you're right. And I think that the fact that hip hop's going back a better direction could be good for you.
They pick and choose who they, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the most part, they pick and choose.
Don't you think this whole kind of outburst, though, probably just hurts the whole situation? You're just feeding right back into it.
You're probably the 100th person that's telling
me. Tell you, man. Yeah. Add me to the list. Would you be in a better space right now if the Redskins weren't the biggest embarrassment in sports?
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yes. And we don't even have a first-round draft pick. We can't even like be like, all right, at least we can get... Cause we don't have a pick.
Why don't you have a first-round? That means you have to be the worst.
We traded for RG3. And then RG3 got hurt.
You traded last year.
Yes.
You traded this year.
So like, take the worst.
The Rams are gonna get the illest player. Like,
because we keep losing.
Oh my god.
We may not win again. So
how do you get a first round draft pick?
Or third pick?
What do you say?
How do you get first round draft pick?
Everyone has a first round draft pick.
Oh, not the first pick.
No.
Oh,
everyone gets a pick in every round unless you trade your picks.
Oh, they traded.
We traded
first.
Our picks to get RG3.
Got it.
Then RG3 had a horrible season, was injured, and now we're in bad shape.
Got you.
And Wale now is officially ready to wrap up once the Redskins come up. But it has been a source of, it has been a nightmare, hasn't it?
Wiz is doing all right.
What'd you say? Who's doing all right? Oh, the Wiz?
Wiz is doing all right.
Yeah, the Wiz is doing better.
I got a little off the record. I got a little position with them. I'll announce a little later, though.
Really?
I'm doing some things with them. We're trying to bring the culture back to DC
really?
Sports. Yep.
Hold on. Good news here. Does that mean that if I call you when I come to Washington, I can get a good ticket to Wizards
totally,
game?
Totally.
Being serious now.
Actually, I might have something for you to do, like the hosting thing.
Yeah, bring something for me to do. You know, my wife is the biggest Wizards fan ever, so
that'd
bring me.
That'd be dope, because, you know, Tigger was doing it for a while, but he moved to Atlanta. I don't know who's doing it now.
Yeah, I wonder who's back down there. They probably got, like.
Do it, too, because you're white.
I'm white, but I can only do it every once in a while. I'm not home that much.
Mm.
You can bring me in for a special occasion.
The big games. Hopefully.
I think the Wiz made the playoffs, man.
We might. We're eighth seed right now, but East isn't very competitive, but like Brooklyn's getting their shit together.
All right, real quick, I do have to ask about the Redskins seriously, though. You're not giving up on RG3, right?
Nah, never. That's my friend, man. I do believe for your friends.
Do you think he's gotten a bad rap as far as everyone thinking he's become this huge prima donna?
I mean, they knew that when they died. I'm like, I remember watching him. His last regular season game of Baylor, it was like, so how do you feel? I was like, I think Baylor just got their first Heisman jump. Like, and everybody was like, yay! I'm like, y'all know he's cocky, right?
Right, he believes that. He thinks he's the best.
Yeah, y'all know. You know that. You can see when he throws, he does this little, like, jump back thing. Like, you know that he's a very confident kid. So, I mean, like, don't.
That said, do you think there could be any upside
to
this?
Block for the man. They have to block. You're going to ruin that man. You can't. I've seen the same thing happen to David Carr. And
the same
so
shit happened
people.
To Dame.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, like he said.
Touching the eyebrow, trying to wild out.
Now, what about, do you think there's any upside to him sitting on the bench to end the season? Because I'm actually oddly in favor of it.
Maybe humility.
I think the humility part's good.
I was thinking.
Health, I think.
Is one, but trying to get some trade bait for Kirk Cousins. Maybe we can get a second round pick for him or something.
I think that's possible, too. Also, I got to say, did you watch yesterday?
Mm-mm.
You didn't even watch. You got to that point?
Because I love him so much that it hurts.
No, it's bad. It's. I'm not mad at you. Don't get me wrong.
And it came out of nowhere. We were expecting to be like, this would have been a year we could have won this shit easily, the conference.
I know the conference isn't that great. It's just Seattle. Although they have our fucking number. But, all right. Well, I hope things improve on the Redskins front. And
I look at like You got like Cam Newton. Like his last year, he was playing real bad, and everybody was like, "Oh, he might not be."
Didn't like his attitude. Didn't like the way he talked.
So exactly. So now it's like, all right, RG3 has a shot, but we got to get a line. We need so many things, man. We need secondary guys. We need a line, man. Trent Williams is the only like person on the line that's like holding his neck.
But you know what? But the nice part is, you know what you do have. You do have RG3, Alfred Morris, Jordan Reed, and Pierre Garçon, which is a great corner piece of an offense. You know what I'm saying? And Brian Arakpo and Ryan Kerrigan.
It's hard to get them. It's hard to be successful without a solid offensive line, though, man. And our defense is Swiss cheese, boy.
Like we defense
just,
is
just
bad.
Throw, they just do whatever. So, man, it's just like it's so disheartening because I do think we got cap room though. So we'll see what happens.
Will you tell Santana Moss that I love him? I'm being serious. I want you to tell him that I love him.
He's the heart and soul of our squad, man.
He's our heart.
You have to understand. You've perked up about 80% since you started talking about sports.
What you mean?
He was able to focus, have a conversation. Yeah. Wale should have been a football player. That's what he's really mad about, is that football was his first choice and rap was his second choice. Yeah. And
he's like R. Kelly with basketball.
Yeah. Exactly. Or Master P.
Can we acknowledge the fact that Master P played in the NBA? I don't give a fuck if it was preseason. Like, the fact that he pulled that off.
But he played in a preseason game?
Yeah. He got a card.
That's amazing. Like, Percy Miller, basketball player?
That's tight. Like, think about that. Like, imagine if, like, fucking Big Crit was, like, playing for me.
Why was Big Crit a baller?
No, I'm just saying, like, just...
Someone.
Yeah, like, just imagine the fucking curse.
How good were you at football?
I mean, I was good.
Average.
You know what? Maybe we should do something like Super Bowl week or something. Like, I
want to. Want to?
I can't wait to show niggas how good I am still.
You want
to
do a game of some sort?
Game.
Yes, I would like to play. We should set it up with pads, too. Like, let's see.
With pads, really? You want people to hit?
You could get 24 people that are done.
How about you playing football against the entire Complex editorial staff?
Yeah, they don't want that. They don't want that.
That would be a fucking game for the ages.
This guy's going to play dirty if they do that.
No juking. I'm running over everybody.
All right, man. Good luck. I want to hear more about this Wizards situation. Sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm. Album by Nothing is in the process.
When's that coming out?
I don't want to announce it because then everybody will be fucking on my Instagram.
What up? Is this the whatever happened to Seinfeld thing? Is that happening?
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to sit down with you.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. Hey, Seif.
What did I just tell you in there? You need to come through. Let's listen to some shit. And yeah, I don't want to.
No, so that
means
you're going to respond to my text message.
That means I'm going to give you the phone number to hit me on.
Why do you have to do the white voice? Racist. Why do you have to do the white
that
voice?
That was actually an old black dude security guard joint.
No, it wasn't. And for the record, I'm going to send you a link, Wale. Please just listen to me for 10 seconds. 10 seconds. I have no personal benefit from this. You have to hear me out. Yeah. I'm going to send you a link. It is to a movie called The Legend of Cool Disco Dan.
Yes.
Are you aware of Cool Disco Dan?
Yes.
It is a movie about DC graffiti and go-go. And go-go. A lot of go-go in there, too. Interviews with all your favorites.
Yes.
And all I wanted you to do was see it and fuck with it and talk about it. That was it.
Yes.
Because some DC shit. How many times have you seen a DC movie?
Yes.
See what I get from you?
I think you're wasting your favors on
it's not a favor.
Else's movie.
It's real.
To him, it's a favor.
To watch
the way
it?
The way you're asking.
It's like a favor.
Is you're making it important to you, so he has to do you a favor now.
No, don't do it as a favor to me. Do it because you would enjoy because you guys would enjoy the movie. That's only. I don't give a fuck. Don't do it for me. I just thought you would like it. That's why I sent it to you.
My niece was 4 when she first set Chinchilla.
Was that from? Is that Ross?
Pusha T.
Pusha, that's right. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm pathetic. That was a pathetic line, miss.
Guess hip-hop head.
Supposed hip-hop head.
Yes.
Is that Chinchilla?
Yeah.
So this is what it feels like. God. Yeah. I know what Pusha's been talking about. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That makes you just want. It makes you not want to do any interviews. You just want to be like, yes.
It was this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the second I got it. Saif, do you have your felt chinchilla?
Yes.
Feel it.
I felt it before.
Come on.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, it makes you want to be like, yo, you have to.
Like, I don't like animals.
Even an hold on, Saif.
Oh, no, PETA. Don't get
PETA. No, not PETA. I'm just not a fan of, like, animals. Just
skin.
Yeah.
Fur.
That shit is
I don't want pets.
Soft.
I don't want to wear them.
You don't like to pet
I
them?
I eat them. I eat it.
That's it. That's all you do is eat.
I eat chinchilla. Cook it up.
Oh, nuts.
Y'all want these grilled chinchilla burgers?
Yo, I swear to God, I'm having crazy deja vu right now.
Like,
I've dreamt that line, and then he said the shit about grilled
chinchilla. I have deja vu during Juan Epstein all the time.
I'm having ill deja vu right now.
Still?
Yeah.
Is it still a part of it?
No, not this.
Yeah. Damn it. I like to keep going with it. All right, Wale. Go handle your life. I know you're you got drivers and chicks with tits waiting.
Yeah.
And me and Saif have serious business to
handle.
Can
you do me a favor and get a home?
Choose a home base. I think that would help.
I thought 1FC was like a person.
Hey, here, type in your phone number that you actually respond to. I won't use it too much. Don't worry.
Shut your mouth, boy.
Anyways.
I got that belt. I can't wear those type of belts, though.
They're like weird. It's
like I don't like the... I need a belt buckle. Yeah, I don't like the whole part. Yeah,
but don't you...
I have another issue because there's a little more stomach with mine.
I was about to say, does it also hurt when you sit down? It's piercing. He doesn't have that problem.
I swear to God, I have all my bait belts in my car in a box trying to take them to like a belt person to redo the buckles.
Why?
I like the belts, but I just want to change the buckle.
Weird. They're weird. They're
but too metal-y?
It's not a buckle. It's like that hole you put the pin.
I hate that thing.
Yeah. And then mine should be stretching out.
You're like, argh!
Hey, shut up, cameraman. Fuck off.
Well, Cypher, we got some information.
Man.
It was hard.
Yeah.
You know I almost lost it then, right?
Yeah.
I almost lost it at the beginning.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to say, I was like, if you continue doing this, you're just going to look worse. This is not good. It doesn't look good.
I mean, I don't know what you guys discussed beforehand when you went in the other room for video.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you amped him up even more. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was very positive and supportive of him in the other interview, explaining that I think, you know, not to worry about that bullshit.
Yes.
But anyways, we got some information.
What did you get?
Well, I mean, just now. I guess we didn't get that much. What do you think? We get anything worthwhile that people be into?
I was not listening.
Perfect.
Whatsoever.
Off to a good start.
Editing all this stuff.
Is it weird? Saif, is it bad Juan Epstein to talk about Juan Epstein shirt designs on Juan Epstein?
No, not at all.
You like it?
Yeah, I wanted to do that.
So pull it up. Let's take a look.
Okay.
See what we like. We have some shirt designs here, Dominican Drew.
Yeah. Mm.
We'll take your feedback.
Mm. Yes.
Naked chicks?
No.
Boobs?
Well,
boobs?
Boobs.
We wanted to maybe wear this on television.
Boobs?
So, yeah, I don't know if you can do boobs. No. I don't know if you can do boobs on television.
With a top on.
Boobs with a top on.
Yeah, not
so it's like a big titty shirt, but like with cleavage, like a cleavage shirt.
Yeah, cleavage shirt.
So like you look at a man and you see the man wearing cleavage, kind of. That's weird. I know some people would like that shirt.
Man boobs.
Wouldn't be into the moobs, but I wouldn't be so into it. But I think there are a couple of joints here that with a little bit of adjustment are definitely the best looks we've ever gotten, I'll say that. It's the closest we've ever come so far. Disrespect to the first guy who sent us that jacket, the sweatshirt jacket with the green sticker that said Juan Epstein on there.
I'm mad I came in now and I didn't get to ask Wale that question.
Yeah, you came in late. You should have.
Damn it.
Why didn't you come in and do it?
I forgot. I just like realized it as he was walking out.
Do you hear how he says the word forgot, by the way? Dominican Drew has a master's, in case you're wondering, and literally pronounces the word forgot.
Yeah. I forgot.
What is that?
It's how I talk, man.
Yo, if you were at a serious job interview, would you say forgot?
Oh, no. I put on my white
voice.
How
do you say it?
My interview voice.
How would you say forgot?
I forgot.
That's better.
See? Still, it's better. It's not
good. It's not perfect. No. From what long shot. So the design number one here, I think, though it's a little big, I like the main logo on the page.
Here's my issue. We can get a few hundred Juan Epstein fans to wear this shirt because they're going to wear it regardless.
Okay.
Or we can get a lot of people to wear a shirt that will advertise Juan Epstein for us.
But it's also
which has
cool.
to be a cool shirt.
And you don't think that's that?
It's too big.
What if it was smaller, but
graffiti.
Like that?
I don't want any bubble letters.
No bubble letters.
No. There's a difference between the clothes you wear and the clothes I wear. Right? I don't wear like promo t-shirts and shit. Like
I don't wear promo t-shirts.
But like, I don't wear like there's something that's just for fans.
Okay, well, keep going. Let's see if there's anything.
This
you
guy doesn't know how to match.
This is all right. This one up here is all right, but if it has to be small. I don't like this. I don't like anything.
No, I don't like that one.
We are hip-hop. We don't need hip-hoppy little thingies, little hip-hop thingies.
But sometimes that's cool for the people who really do like the show.
I disagree.
You don't think it's ever cool?
They can't see that, so you guys see a record player.
Well, it has a record on it.
This is a Juan Epstein with a milk crate and Big Pun album sticking out. It's the wrong Big Pun album.
That's the only problem I have with that.
And
is that it would never be Yeah Baby sticking out. No disrespect to you.
No disrespect at all, but why would you put...
But you don't like the crate either. It's a hip-hop thingy, so you don't like it.
The crate,
you tossed it out. You said no hip-hop.
The crate is cool if it didn't say just Juan Epp. Like, if it said, like, Juan Epp, vintage or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it had a reason for having this crate of records here.
Now you're making sense.
Juanep sounds better like vinyl.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Sounds like vinyl.
Juanep sounds like vinyl. It's cool.
I like where he's going now. I'm starting to understand what you're saying. All right, keep
Why
going.
Not just get a well,
what do you think about that design? You like that design, though? Great or not really?
It's all right. This is like some old school, like those old school, like where people used to get the little velour letters and have like the Playboy. That's what this is supposed to look like.
I didn't
like.
Even understand that reference. It was too hip hop for me to even understand.
Why not just get a shirt with a Puerto Rican frog on it and a yarmulke?
A Puerto Rican frog?
That's horrible.
Why would we have a Puerto Rican frog?
I would never
frog?
Wear Coquito. That or buy it.
Coquito. That's what Puerto Ricans are
known
for.
I would never wear that or buy it.
Okay.
The cassette is cool. I don't know why it looks all like cartoony.
Cartoon.
I do like cassette, though.
You like cassette?
I like cassette.
What about the font around it?
I don't like the font.
What about the...
Maybe because it's too big.
What about the original font in the first shirt, smaller with the cassette instead of the record? Smaller.
I don't like these bubble letters.
You don't like the bubble letters. All right, keep going.
Like, Juan Epstein, to me, should not be the focus of this shirt. It should be something maybe we say on Juan Ep, and then on the bottom it shows where it comes from. Like, as a quote, Midnight Marauders is cool. But I was thinking about this. With
Is that all Puerto Ricans and Jews?
I was thinking that. It's not, but it's... Or maybe it is.
Zoom closer.
Oh, maybe it is Puerto Rican and Jews.
I can't see what all the people
Howard
are.
Stern. Oh, yeah, he's Puerto... Okay, who's Puerto,
who's
Joel? I don't know.
Modest Yahoo. It's Modest Yahoo.
There's not many cool. Puerto Ricans here.
Who's that? He was Asian.
Maybe is that one of the Beastie Boys?
Who's that? Avicii Cruz? No. What the fuck? He's an Afro. Who is that?
I don't know who that is.
You got to ask who these people are.
It's obviously Puerto Rican.
All right, hold on. Let's go through it. Big Pun.
Yes.
Woody Allen.
Yes.
Fat Joe.
Off to a perfect start, by the way.
Big Pun, Woody Allen, Fat Joe. Don't know who that is.
It looks like the wrestler Cody Rhodes. I don't know.
Is this Bobito, maybe?
That's Mark Anthony.
Oh, that's Mark Anthony. You're right.
Okay.
Drake. Joel.
Fat Joel.
Who's this?
I don't know who that is.
Don't know who that is. That's Nori.
Nori.
Is that Nori?
Yep.
That's me.
Who's that fat fuck?
That's oh, me.
You. That's you. Sorry.
I don't know who this
looks
is.
It's like Andre 3000, but bald. I don't know who that is.
That's Jerry Seinfeld.
Perfect.
Howard Stern.
Perfect. The white guy who works for RXP. I think that's who that is.
No, that's that's the guy that invented Facebook.
Oh.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
MC Search.
Okay.
Is this Ari the Rugged Man?
That's what I thought too. It's Modest Yahoo, though, I think.
Modest Yahoo. This is Kleinfeld. Kleinfeld. Rosie Perez.
Okay.
Larry David.
Yep.
Don't know who that
Asian
is.
Asian guy.
Don't know who that is.
And then me.
And you. Not bad.
But it's a
Off
good idea.
Off to a good start.
It's a good idea.
Off to a good start.
Just need to correct some of the faces.
That's a dope shirt.
You think people would wear that shirt?
Fans would.
That's a dope shirt.
All right, keep going. There's more, I believe.
It's very good, though. I would do this shirt. I don't think fans... I mean, I don't think non-fans would wear it, but I would make this a shirt.
Okay.
I like this the best. Old school.
Oh, with the Jewish store in there.
Yeah, with the old school... What do you call these letters? Is this...
See, I didn't know what those letters were.
This is an old school breaker t-shirt. The one I've seen is still too big, but I like the Puerto Rican flag with the Star David instead of the regular star. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
And it says, what does it say? Music, comedy, turtles.
We could change that, though, maybe to something more updated. Yeah. See, like, if go up to real quick. If you go up to the shirt up here, there's...
Which one?
Keep going. By the way, that one. Go back down. Zoom in. If you zoom in, you see what it says under?
That the pop is hot. I like that.
That's pretty hot. That's like he's been listening recently.
Yeah. He listens. He's the man.
Who made these
oh, shirts? And mind you, Artek. Mind you, all these shirts are dope for somebody who just whipped them up. And for we gave him absolutely no direction. And this is a guy that listens to us and made dope shirts.
I like that one, too. It's basic, but I sort of like that.
This one is the best, I think.
It looks like a baseball jersey.
Yeah, this one is good. But still, Juan Epstein, like, it doesn't... I think maybe it would have to be on the back. Juan Epstein on the
you
back.
You got to have it on the front, though. Don't you?
No.
Don't you think you're thinking in a way that's... Small?
No, I'm thinking fashionably.
Come on, bring Laura in. Perfect. Perfect timing.
Okay.
Laura, welcome.
Hi, what's going on?
Drew, move on, move out.
Okay. Laura, we are discussing the Juan Epstein t-shirts.
Whoa, you got really close to my breast right now.
Whoa, well, it's hard to miss them.
What's going on?
He was actually standing very far from her, and he still got close to her.
We're on Juan Epstein discussing the Juan Epstein t-shirt designs. Okay. My favorite thing about this life would be if they never come out, how much people would hate this episode. Remember when
you guys
talk?
Would be idiots if these t-shirts don't ever come out.
So,
here's the
before we look at these shirts, here's the thing. The way that these shirts are to me, uh-huh. I'm speaking for me, they are great for Juan Epstein fans, uh-huh. and they are not stylish enough for regular people to wear them, and then we then have people wearing Juan Epstein.
Who don't even know what Juan Epstein is, he's saying.
Uh-huh. Right, a reason to wear. Only people that would look at buy this mm-hmm. or even want it is Juan Epstein fans.
Right.
Where I like to make things that are a little more subtle so that people wear them and it. And
wait, no, don't. But you didn't say all of them are like that. There's one that you think could be that.
Not yet. It's on the way.
It's on the way, which is show her the one.
This is the first batch of designs anyway. So.
No, duh. No shit.
And he loves the
designs. Anyway, we need to get this interview popping, so I got to steal you.
What interview?
Ghetto Gastro, that whole Jeep.
Okay, let's finish this. Come on.
Okay, real quick.
Okay.
So I really like that one.
I do too.
So, Asif, how about this? Can you
But I thought you were making this for your fans anyway.
Asif wants to sell out already.
You happen to look fucking awesome.
I think that's a dumb move to make things just for fans.
Well, listen, since you guys are not, you're not a.
You're not helping Laura. We don't want you to come in here and fight us.
I'm not.
We're asking your opinion.
Neither of you guys are doing this interview, right?
Just go.
I'm going. You guys finish this up.
All right.
Okay. All right. I don't like things that are hippity hoppity, like this little record right here.
Okay.
You like this font? I don't like bubbled letters.
Okay.
You like this?
I think it's cool.
Okay.
But you have to also, this is my favorite, by the way.
I like this one too.
Yeah. You have to understand that, A, you guys didn't give him
no,
any
No, we already
direction.
Discussed all that. I'm not asking you that.
Right.
I'm asking you about the t-shirts.
I like this one right here.
This one?
Yes.
You like this one?
It's one of my favorites. This one's one of my favorites.
You like this one with the record?
Oh, that's cool.
You would wear this?
I would wear this one.
Okay. What about these with the milk crate?
Not for me, but I could see you guys wearing them.
I would never wear this.
Oh.
You think I would wear this?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I just think it would be something you would wear. The black one.
That's weird that you think that. I would never wear anything with big edge, huge letters like this across my chest.
All right, next.
I like the cassette on this one.
Okay.
But it's a little too cartoony for me.
Yeah, it is too cartoony for me too.
This one is funny. This one is for the fans.
This one is dope.
The Midnight Marauders with the Puerto Ricans and Jews for the fans only, because that's the only people who would wear it.
Right.
I like this one if these letters weren't so big. This is like old school hip hop. I like this logo, flag with the star in it.
Uh-huh.
You like these?
Yeah, I like those.
To me, this is the cleanest. I'm all about clean. But I still don't like huge across the chest.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this one.
This one is retarded.
This one's way too busy.
With the turntable, sampler, microphone, cassette,
yeah,
45, and I don't know what this thing is.
That's way too busy, yeah. I skipped over that one as soon as I looked at it.
Andrew, the last one with all the stuff on it. Fuck off, man. But we're off to a good start here.
Yeah, I'm excited about
it. I bet you if I talk to Andrew from Artek and explain to him what I'm talking about, he would agree.
Okay, but... You know what? I'm not even going to continue this conversation with you because that's what I felt you should have done from the very beginning.
Irrelevant to what we're talking about.
No, the thing is that the only feedback we got was from.
It's not. We're not asking about. Obviously. We're giving feedback right now.
All
right,
fine.
Why are you talking about something that's happening?
Whatever. All right. I should.
I'm sorry I brought
you
in here because I don't understand why you're being aggressive about it.
I'm not being. I'm being a dick.
We're asking you for your opinion on shirts, and I'm being a dick.
The only reason I'm being annoyed is because a lot of these things could have been fixed before.
What does it matter? We're fixing it now. What is it? No, I'm being dead serious. You can stop recording. No, I'm being serious.
It's fine.
Can I ask you a question?
These are your t-shirts, not mine.
Can I ask you a question?
Great, regardless.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Can you sit down, please?
No, I don't want to have this argument with you.
It's not an argument. It's a discussion.
What?
I'm sorry. Forget it. Sorry. Sorry I bothered you. Sorry I bothered you.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry I bothered you. What the fuck was that? Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us on the Juan Epstein podcast. Apparently, it's period month around here. Have a nice holiday. Fuck Santa. Fuck Christmas. And fuck you. Bye.